Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Streets Photog podcast. I'm your host, David Joseph Dahlgrand. And it's been a while since I've done a kind of off the top of the head podcast where I just riff about feelings. I started a segment called Friday Feelings a while ago and wanted to kick off another one right before the new year started, hoping to add some value. Now, I'm feeling really good. I just got on my skateboard for the first time in quite some time. I've been dealing with an ankle injury recently, haven't mitigated it yet, but strengthening up my body and implementing some more healthy habits. Yeah, I know it's cliche for the new year, but I wanted to bring some insight into how I'm approaching not only my creative work, but my life in general. A lot of people have been talking about James Clear's Atomic Habits, which is a book about exactly how it sounds, how to recognize what habits are suiting your lifestyle or your future lifestyle, who you want to become and who you are now. And it also tears down to the roots of why we have particular habits. Now, I'm just into this book, and for people who know me, books definitely energize my creative work, as does music, but almost every day I'm reading a few pages just to keep my brain sharp and just to keep the energy flowing. This is something I started, I don't know, 25 years ago, and it's definitely suited me. But Clear goes on to say, quote, "Every craving is linked to a desire to change your internal state." Now, when I first read that, it really struck me. Just similar to 12-step programs, when you go into the program, yes, you take your substance away, which is trying to change your internal state, but at that core, you discover what is actually ailing you. Maybe it's a trauma from childhood, maybe it's not having, you know, the best family life, or, you know, having some trials and tribulations just in general. That stuff adds up, and if we don't have the proper litmus test and relief from that pressure cooker, we're going to be in a lot of trouble and develop habits that we don't necessarily need and don't fulfill our lives with good things. I started some of these atomic habits before the new year. I like to implement things as quickly as possible because I feel like, in my personal experience, well, I don't know what experience it would be. It's not my impersonal experience. So in my experience, if you want to do something, just start it. That's how I got into building my brand out. That's how I got into the NFT space. And I just wrote an entire news column and had a podcast about my adventure as a creative in the NFT space. I highly recommend you check that out because lots of words of wisdom for people who are trying to break through, especially as the new year ushers in. What I'm focusing on in the book currently is writing out habit intentions. So here's one of the examples. Clear breaks down that when we actually physically write something or type it out, it's a decent alternative, but I would highly recommend writing this down physically with a pen and paper. Here's the implementation. So say you want to meditate. So what you would do is you grab a piece of paper, just like I'm doing with all the healthy habits that I'm trying to install in my life currently. In that case, I would write down, "I will meditate for 1 minute at 7 a.m. in my kitchen." Now, why is that relevant? Clear breaks down why this helps people. And most of the time we are motivated, especially when it comes to the first of the year. Everyone's got their New Year's resolutions, but there's not a set plan mapped out. Most people, I know I have to be at work at 7:45 in the morning, correct? So if you were to write that sentence the same way, I will arrive at work for 8 hours at 7:45 a.m. every day at the Pima County Courthouse or wherever you happen to work. When you do that same exact thing for healthy habits, it instills an action plan that is concrete. The converse of it, say I just willy-nilly say, I just want to meditate every day for a little bit. That doesn't give me enough groundwork or grip tape in order to get a real feel of when that's going to fit into my schedule. Everyone is busy. So what are you going to do? Most of the time when you have to exercise, you're like, okay, I'm going to exercise, meaning I'm going to go to the gym at 5:05, which is when I get out of work. And then, you know, you have your exercise routine that you do. You know in your mind it's a set event that makes it easier for you to accomplish that goal. While the new year will usher in a new sense of hope, as Clear writes, I also like to implement things right away when I get really excited about them and I feel that they're beneficial. One of the things that I'm going to be implementing is more exercise, more skateboarding, and just more time reading and a little bit of meditating, just to ground myself, because the physical activity will definitely ground me. But I know in my heart of hearts, I got to keep my mind sharp and I have to look for alternatives to negative thought patterns. It's been a fantastic year. I want to shout out everyone who's listened to the show. Your support is tremendous. And everyone who supported me in the NFT community and in the photography community, it's just an endless list of people I got to meet from all over the world. I'm just uber thankful. I can't really off the top of the head riff and explain how important it is to have met all the people along the way, even the people I don't get along with, because that always brings a lesson as well. So from the Streets Photog Podcast, we'd like to wish you a happy, safe new year, and we'll see you in 2023. If you're interested in supporting this podcast and my other creative adventures, log on to my website, davidjdelgran.com, and purchase my first self-published photo book, Lutes del Barrio.